Chapter 56. Obstinate and capricious woman, for another year. Then she danced before her court on a state occasion and cut, I should think, a mighty ridiculous figure, doing so in an immense ruff, stomacher and wig, at 70 years old. For another year still, she held out, but, without any more dancing, and as a moody, sorrowful, broken creature. At last, on the 10th of March, 1603, having been ill of a very bad cold, and made worse by the death of the Countess of Nottingham, who was her intimate friend, she fell into a stupor, and was supposed to be dead. She recovered her consciousness, however, and then nothing would induce her to go to bed, for she said that she knew that if she did, she should never get up again. There she lay for 10 days, on cushions on the floor, without any food, until the Lord Admiral got her into bed at last, partly by persuasions and partly by main force. When they asked her who should succeed her, she replied that her seat had been the seat of kings, and that she would have for her successor, no rascal's son, but a king's. Apostrophe upon this, the lords present stared at one another, and took the liberty of asking whom she meant. To which she replied, whom should I mean, but our cousin of Scotland? ... This was on the 23rd of March. They asked her once again that day, after she was speechless, whether she was still in the same mind? She struggled up in bed, and joined her hands over her head in the form of a crown, as the only reply she could make. At 3 o'clock next morning, she very quietly died, in the 45th year of her reign. That reign had been a glorious one, and is made forever memorable by the distinguished men who flourished in it. Apart from the great voyagers, statesmen, and scholars, whom it produced, the names of Bacon, Spencer, and Shakespeare will always be remembered with pride and veneration by the civilized world, and will always impart, though with no great reason, perhaps, some portion of their luster to the name of Elizabeth herself. It was a great reign for discovery, for commerce, and for English enterprise and spirit in general. It was a great reign for the Protestant religion and for the Reformation, which made England free. The Queen was very popular, and in her progresses, or journeys about her dominions, was everywhere received with the liveliest joy. I think the truth is, that she was not half so good as she has been made out, and not half so bad as she has been made out. She had her fine qualities, but she was coarse, capricious, and treacherous, and had all the faults of an excessively vain young woman long after she was an old one. On the whole, she had a great deal too much of her father in her to please me. Many improvements and luxuries were introduced in the course of these 45 years in the general manner of living, but cockfighting, bull baiting, and bear baiting were still the national amusements. And a coach was so rarely seen, and was such an ugly and cumbersome affair when it was seen, that even the Queen herself, on many high occasions, rode on horseback on a pillion behind the Lord Chancellor. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.